Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody loves a mascot, right? Everybody loves a mascot, right? So what happens is, really bad day for the, the Jersey Devil, right? The New Jersey Devil, the esteemed NHL hockey team. So what happens is, he's doing an appearance. What was this, like a Chuck E. Cheese or a school mic? Where was this?
It was a birthday party.
Yeah, it's a kid's birthday party, and right. Looks like it's like at a, in a room.
But what I'm confused by is, they're three. Like, they're little kids.
Little guys,
Devils fans?
No, but it's cool to have a mascot
like,
in the house.
I don't understand. Like, you know, my daughter now is eight. There are kids in her class that are into sports. Like, they like the Rangers. They like the Yankees. So if, like, the Ranger mascot, if they had one, showed up at that kid's party, I would understand it. These are, like, toddlers.
They're little kids.
They're playing the silly, parachute game. Where you stand in a circle and all
these just, little kids, like, three
years old,
they love
them. Just standing there.
Buying tickets.
Yeah, I mean, what's
and then
doing?
And so then we have the sound of this. What he does, I'll just give you the play-by-play before we play the sound.
Why doesn't Mike give us the play-by-play?
Oh, stop it.
Well, because I'm watching it. So what happens is they're doing the kids are doing the parachute gimmick, like you just said.
Mm.
What do they call this?
The parachute gimmick, you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're doing a parachute gimmick, la 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 la, doing that whole thing. And a little kid, and then all of a sudden the Jersey Devil mascot.
You're so good at play-by-play.
The little
here
Jersey
comes the pitch gimmick. He hit it. He's running to first base. And now he's running to second. Hey, adult.
So what happens is the Jersey Devil mascot, he just turns his back to the kids and runs full speed into a glass, just a gigantic glass window.
They're called a window, yeah.
Thank you. Well said.
Yes.
Let's listen to the actual, authentic audio.
Oh, no.
You hear the kids? It's like, oh, no. Oh, no.
It's completely unprompted. Like, nothing happens to make him make a mad dash away from the party.
Oh,
he just goes flying and then crashes through the window.
I actually think, I got to be careful. I think it might be a woman, like a female, a female, same thing. You got it. I think it's going to be a woman in the costume. I'm just, it's not a real New Jersey Devil. The way the mascot's running.
It's not a real Jersey Devil?
Right, it's not a real.
You mean that there are actual devils that live in New Jersey that are like hockey?
You go down by the Jersey Shore. It's bad over there. By Parsippany. Anyway, so, no, listen. If you watch the way this Jersey Devil's running, it looks like it might be a female.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't want to pass judgment. But
run through a window inexplicably?
The running through the window is insane.
I thought you were going to say this was all a work to get the devil some attention or something. Like, they did this on purpose. We'll pay for the window. Send us the bill for, $500, $1,000.
I love how Mike just talks like a pro wrestler now. But no, it's all a work. He's got the whole vernacular down. It's tremendous. No, but the thing is, by the way, I think I should have mentioned, we should have mentioned, no one was injured. None of the kids were hurt. We don't know if the Jersey Devil
was injured.
Not even
a devil. No, the devil's fine.
Okay.
Well, male or female, it is sturdy. It survived through 7 pounds of felt.
It's hysterical. Mike, are you going to have the social media team get this out?
Yeah, they did it.
They did it already. Okay,
would Pete want to recreate this? Would you put on any kind of costume, Pete, and run into a glass window
tremendous.
Here?
This window right here.
If I guarantee my safety,
right,
and
sign
I get
a waiver.
To pick the costume.
Okay. All right.
Mission.
Challenge accepted.
He just dresses Mr. Met and just curse, flip everyone off, and just run full speed. Oh, yeah!
Nailed it.
Seriously, I need it.
It's not a sound effect.
That's the real sound. And the kids they're upset and they're crying back there, and it's scary.
And I don't know why I need to like understand what the devil was doing, male or female inside.
Male or
but,
female.
Like, they're
I love
doing
it,
the parachute.
PC, male or female.
they're doing the parachute thing. And, like, Connor drops it. So they're restarting, and he just goes, like, I can't wait for this. I'm gonna go run. Then he just runs into the window, and down it goes. Like, there was no one was watching him. He just, like, had, like, a weird seizure or something and went just storming
really,
through the glass.
It went down the tubes real quick. It made no sense.
Not
to
even
your
a
point.
Little bit.
Like, I don't know what. Like, what?
Was I, like, oh, go long. Okay. I'm going to catch a football.
All kidding aside, the only thing that could have happened was maybe the male or female under the mask was just trying to run around and act like a silly ass, and then just with the mask couldn't see the glass because it was clear, like a bird that flies into your window. You ever have that happen?
Yeah, I was thinking more like all of a sudden.
You ever have a bird fly into your window?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Scared the life out of me.
It does. I had a cardinal do that once. Like, come right at my window, a big-ass cardinal. It was like the size of an eagle.
See, the problem is you have a guy that comes and takes care of your cardinal eagle.
Like,
we've learned a lot of things today. You know nothing about animals, gender, or geography.
I could just watch this video all day long.
Yeah.
And that's a real devil, by the way.
You can't hear on the radio just as the what devil. You see the devil, too, after he breaks the glass and just knowing, oh, no, this is going to be viral.
Yeah, I know. It's just, again, the devil is playing with the kids and then just runs full speed.
As if
right through the glass.
As if he or she realized it's a beautiful summer Sunday, and instead of being at the beach getting hammered with my friends, devils, I'm in a costume at a tiny kids' party watching them play the parachute game.
Craziness.
I'm out of here.
My fellow devils.
It's a work.
And the devil was running like his feet were on, or her feet were on fire. Like, because devils are used to fire, you get it? So
oh,
it's like
I got
they're
it.
Running the fire.
Yeah, no, no.
It's like, oh my God, oh my God, oh the glass! What the glass! Holy God! It's unbelievable, dude. It's crazy footage. It's footage. I mean, it's just. And what they play this on the news, right? Or CBS New York
player. It was everywhere.
It's like the devil was in a sleepwalking. It's like the devil was sleepwalking.
Running.
And was told to run to the window. Okay, now you're going to stop playing with the kids
and run
actually. To the window.
It's yeah, I mean, the kids are having fun. Everybody's happy. They're doing the parachute gimmick. Yeah, let's have fun. We're doing the parachute.
What happened to him or her? It seems like a her inside.
Oh, my God. I know. It's the reaction
it.
At the end of the kids, like, of the teachers, like, oh, man, that was bad. Listen. Oh, boy. Someone's got jokes.
If we find out that bagel dude's inside the costume, I'm out.
Too tall. Too tall. Oh, watch that. All right, anyway. So that's the deal. All right, so we're going to go to break. We'll do the undercard of this.
That's okay. Well, I can't do it in person anymore. Everyone knows my gimmick, so
my head is
I'm
going
to be the Jersey Devil and run through
and
things.
And I will stilts.
What a reveal.
And I'll run like I'm a female or someone who runs odd.
That's okay.
All right, we'll do the other card on the other side of the break. Taz with Andrew Bogan.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.